cereals, chapters 1 through 15. Fly paper, penny loafers, Lucky Strike green. Flat tops, soft tops, Duty Baker, Pepsi, please. Do you remember these? Cigar bands on your hand, your daddy's socks roll down. Sticks, no plugs, and aviator caps with flaps that button down. Movie stars on Dixie Cup tops and knickers to your knees. Do you remember these? The Hip Parade, Great Truade, the Sadie Hawkins dance. Pedal pushers, ducktail hair, and begging your pants. Howdy Doody, Judy Fruity, the seam up the back of her hose. Sunday movies were taboo. The senior prom, Judy's mom, rock and roll was new. Cracker Jack Price, stars in your eyes, as daddy for the keys. Do you remember these?
The boogeyman, lemonade standing, taking your tonsils out. Ending burn, wait your turn, and four foul balls, you're out. Cigarette loads and secret codes and saving.
And crinoline petticoats. Mom's a word and a dirty bird and a double root beer float. Moon hug caps and loud hill taps, and he's a real gone cat. Do you remember that?
Dancing close, little bowline jokes and cooties in her hair. Captain Midnight, Ovaltine, and the whip at the county fair. Charles Atlas course, Roy Rogers horse, and only the shadow knows. Do you remember those?
Gable's charm, frog in your arm, loud mufflers, bitchin' woo. Going steady, Veronica and Betty, white bucks and blue suede shoes. Knock, knock jokes, who's there? Dewey.
Dewey who?
Dewey, remember these? Yes, we do.
Guns, self-defense, survival, current events, and your future.
Can't take me. Yeah!
We're rapidly approaching desperate times. Have you prepared your family physically, mentally, spiritually to face these times? Tyrant has overstepped his authority. What will you do when he comes to your door?
You can't take me.
The Shooting Bench, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, 10 to midnight Central.
It's easy to take liberty for granted when you've never had it taken from you.
Coming up next, Amy Reynolds shares some tips, hints, experiences, and stories on simple country living, on Living Way Out Here.
Watch where you're going, remember where you've been. That's the way I see living with simple man.
All right. right. Good news is Amy's show is going to be on tonight. Bad news is Amy ain't going to be on it. This is Cope, and this is Living Way Out Here. It's the 11th of November. It's Veterans Day. And Amy may or may not be in here in a few minutes. She's got stuck in town, and she has been a busy, busy girl today. But I promised you a show of some sort tonight for Living Way Out Here, so I'll do the best I can, try to muddle through it here. Liberty Lounge will start as usual at the regular time and full time. So, Iowa Cat, what do you mean no live show tonight? No, you're right. There's no live show tonight. So, anyway. In Mother Earth, there's never a live show from Conk at this time of night. 7 o'clock has been deconked, huh? All right. Let's see. Looks like the Tinker's having some connection problems. Let me check and see who all's in the chat room here before we take off here. There's some new names, a lot of regulars there. New York Tiger. New York Tiger, I've seen you used to come in a long time ago, right? Haven't seen you for a while. Bright Angel, good to see you. Big Jim, been a long time seeing you. Cassie Cat, I think I remember you. I'm not positive. D. Schutz, good to see you in here. The Tinker, Doc, Iowa Cat, Katie Brad, Maddie Buck. Mother Earth's hanging in there tonight. That's good. And Not a Sheep, haven't seen you for a while. Peanut Rider, Pete 59, glad you're hanging down there with us for a little while. Rolex, Pumpkin Cat, a few anonymous there. All right, outstanding. So, sorry for... Well, I'm not sure why Concretin should normally be on right now, but anyway. Amy is, she overstretches herself here a little bit. She gets so wrapped up in helping people and whatnot that she wound up taking a very nice old lady out to get her groceries and stuff. And the okay, guys, I have adjusted for the time change just fine, and I've told you guys for the last 2 weeks that Amy would be on tonight at my regular time, because Friday nights I was doing 3 hours, have for a long time, starting at 7 o'clock. We do the Shooting Bench. I have the podcast to prove it. Starting the podcast at Shooting Bench was an hour from 7 to 8. And, no, wait. Maybe I am wrong. Stand by here a minute. That was, let's see, Amy was supposed to be on 7 to 8. And then, now you guys got me thinking, now I'm all screwed up. So let me see. DeTinker, are you in there? I think DeTinker is. I think. The. All right. Hang on a minute. Let me get with DeTinker here a little bit. Let's play a song here for you. I'll be right back. Stand by just a minute.
Can't be done.
Okay, everything's fine. Sorry about that. I'm not working tonight. So we're jumping on here a little bit early so that we can kind of take up the slack there and not have any dead time. And it sounds like they had a pretty good lineup for you tonight. But we'll just cruise along here and do the best we can. And Liberty Lounge will be coming on at 8. We might even run it a little bit later, but it'll be coming on at 8 Pacific instead of, 7 Pacific. There we go. Jeez. You guys got me all screwed up now. Okay, let's go on with it here. We're doing the best we can. Got riots going on all over the country. That's to be expected, I reckon. So let's move in here. Amy would be going on right now, probably getting ready to do birthdays. So I think what we'll do for Amy is some birthdays. So we ride up with that. All right, let's get some of these out of the way real quick. We got some other things to talk about. Riots going on and all kinds of stuff. 1864 on this day, George Washington Crilly or something like that. Born in Ohio, he was the American surgeon that conducted the first direct blood transfusion. That had to be... what did they do back in 1864? They get two old drunks out behind the saloon and drag them in there and see if it's going to work, or did they do it out of desperation and say, we've got to try something? If we don't do something, he's going to die. If we try this, he's probably going to die anyway, but we're going to try this and see what happens. But as it turned out, it worked out to be a good thing. 1885, Old Blood and Guts. George Patton, born on this day. Born in San Gabriel, California. Died in 1945. This is another one. Reimer Schreiber. I think it's Reimer. Born on this day in 1910. This guy, I've got to wonder what was going through his mind when the first atomic bomb went off. He's the American physicist that helped develop the first atomic bomb during World War II, and he was the guy that got the Fat Man bomb, got it all prepared for the bombing of Nagasaki. He was born in McMinnville, Oregon, died in 1998. 1925, you guys remember Jonathan Winters, great comedian. Died in 2013. 1938, for you country music fans, this guy was born today. Narvel Phelps.
Day after day, I'm more confused. I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. I'm feeling the strain.
Narvel had a little bit different style. He's kind of country, kind of not. He had some pretty good songs. Had others that wasn't that fond of. Let's see here. Let me get back over here to my birthdays. Where did I put them? There they are. And you'll remember this one for sure. This was in, 1952. Paul Cowsill. This is probably the most famous song that the Cowsills ever did. I really like this song.
You take a bus, Mark, the wood drive, and you keep
Now, I said that was probably the most famous song they ever did, but I think what made that famous, I believe that was the Mamas and the Papas, wasn't it? That probably made that more popular than this outfit. Anyway, that was one of them that they did. So, and who else do we have here? Got one more. Where did I put it? Demi Moore. She was in Ghost, Striptease, G.I. Jane, born in Roswell, New Mexico on this day in 1962. All right. There's riots going on. Apparently, the kinder, gentler group there, the liberals that are always for getting on us for being a little more, what should we say, a little more active, I guess, than we ought to be, according to them. Well, they're doing their best to burn Portland down. Seattle's going nuts again. They've got, I'm kind of surprised there's as many riots. Cause they're riots. They're not protests. They're riots. I don't know why people call them protests. But seems like there's more going on out here in the West than there is in the East. I'm not sure why that is. There are some things going on back east too, but this is a little bit later than I thought it was going to be, a little bit farther away from the election, but I was pretty sure that we were going to have a bunch of riots no matter who won. I don't if Hillary would have won, there wouldn't have been riots and protests. There would have been more of a preparation for, how would I say it without getting myself in trouble here, probably more of a preparation for civil war and people stocking up, getting ready for the worst of the worst here. These guys are absolutely bawling. I mean, getting down on their knees and crying. Literally, not just whining like a bunch of babies, but literally crying. Crying and blubbering because Hillary lost. And this lady that Amy's out with tonight, is helping her get her groceries. She's about 92, 94 years old, something like that. And Amy just, she changes the subject every time politics comes up, because this lady, she don't like guns. She planned to vote for Hillary, I guess she did, and thinks Trump is the worst thing in the world. And I said, you know what, you need to just let her know what you feel, what your political deals are. She just changed the subject, won't talk to her about it, and that's okay. I mean, she's trying to help the lady get the things that she needs and trying to help her along. I would say, you know what, if you want me to take you and get your groceries and stuff, I'm okay with that. I'll do that because you're a nice old lady. But I'll tell you right now, I voted for Trump. I'm carrying a gun. And if that's going to be a problem for you, then let's get this out on the table right now, because I'm not changing anything. Well, Amy won't do that. Amy is an Iowa cat. You're right. Amy is the closest thing to an angel next to my mother that I've ever been around. So we'll just let her work it out the best way she can. This lady's all upset with her kids. Her kids are all voting for Trump. Her neighbors are voting for Trump. She's the only one that I know of in this whole county that's voting for Hillary. I didn't see all the time that this election stuff was going on for the last 6 months, I haven't seen a single Hillary sign. Not one. So I think I've only seen one bumper sticker. There's enough Trump signs around here that you could take and compress them all together and build that wall between Mexico and here. There was tons of them. There was people that had them put up so thick that you can hardly see the hedges and stuff in front of their house. People were passionate about this election like no other time in the world. The people have spoken. No doubt about it. You know, there's a friend of mine on Facebook that has written a deal here, and I'm gonna find it because I want to read it to you. It was a real good. Here we go. I got it right here. Boy, that was quick. And she said, "Dear Democrats and liberals, I'm noticing that a lot of you aren't graciously accepting the fact that your candidate lost. In fact, you seem to be posting even more hateful things about those of us who voted for Trump. Some of you are apparently triggered because you're posting how sick you feel about the results. How did this happen, you ask? Well, you created us when you attacked our freedom of speech. You created us when you attacked our right to bear arms. You created us when you attacked our Christian beliefs. You created us when you constantly referred to us as racists. You created us when you constantly called us xenophobic. You created us when you told us to get on board or get out of the way. You created us when you forced us to buy health care and then financially penalized us for not participating. You created us when you allowed our jobs to continue. When you allowed our jobs to continue or leave our country. I mean, when you allowed our jobs to continue or leave our country. I'm not sure I get that one. You created us when you attacked our flag. You created us when you confused women's rights with feminism. You created us when you began to emasculate men. You created us when you decided to make our children soft. You created us when you decided to vote for progressive ideals. You created us when you attacked our way of life. You created us when you decided to let our government get out of control. You created us, the silent majority. We became fed up and we pushed back and spoke up. And we did it with ballots, not bullets. And I'm so proud of the people in this country that so many stood up, and regardless, I there's no question in my mind that there was a ton of fraud, voters fraud, corruption, bribes, you know, anything, you threats, deaths up to and including, to try to get this election to go the right way. And in spite of all that, in spite of the fact that I am confident beyond any shadow of a doubt that this election was rigged, there were so many people that voted that they overcome it. It's a neat deal. I like it a lot. So, okay, I've got to go check on something real quick. I'm not a cook. I'm in the process of trying to boil some water, and I burned it twice. Had to pour it out and start over again. So I'm gonna play a little song here for you, right quick, and I'm gonna run check on this stuff, and I'll be RAT right back. Especially if I can get my song to work. Come on. Okay, maybe I'll just have to sing on the way in there. That would be an unfortunate thing. All right, I think it's going to happen.
After the turn of the century, in the clear blue skies over Germany, came a roar and a thunder man had never heard, like the screaming sound of a big war bird. Up in the sky, a man in a plane, Baron von Richthofen was his name. 80 men tried, 80 men died, now they're buried together on the countryside. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more, the bloody red baron was rolling up the score. 80 men died trying to end that spree of the bloody red. To seek revenge, but the Baron shot him down. Curses foiled again. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more, the bloody red Baron was rolling up the score. 80 men died trying to end that spree of the bloody red Baron of
Now the Baron is laughing. We got him in his sight. Spinning out of sight. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more. The Bloody Red Baron was rolling up the score. 80 men died trying to end that spree of the Bloody Red Baron of Germany. Well, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more. The Bloody Red Baron.
Okay, didn't know that was a live version, trying to stop all the clapping and stuff there, but there it is. So, the one of the things that we have here that is a little bit unique, I know there's people up in Montana and Wyoming and Washington even that have the same problem. But boy, have we got elk around here. This time of year, they're down here. You go out and look at my driveway, and it looks like a feedlot for cows out there. There's elk tracks everywhere. The reason, I'll tell you, I have a Ruger Single Six with the 22 Magnum barrel on it. The reason that I have that gun, the only reason I bought it, I had no other reason. I've got three Mark IIs. I got one Mark I and two Mark IIs. I've got other 22 handguns. But the only reason I bought this one is to have loaded with 22 Magnum birdshot so that I could scare these elk out of here. They come up here and literally rub on the pillars holding the balcony up out here and push down the fence to the garden and everything else. And dogs go absolutely berserk out here at night because of the elk. So we get by pretty good the rest of the year, but they come up here and they right in our driveway. I don't understand why they feel that they need to come right to the house when there's 90 bazillion acres of Forest Service land around here. But they sure do like to hang out here in our yard a lot. All right, let me move on over here and check some of these other things that we got going on here. There's told you about the Code Talker last night, I think. Amy didn't have any stories at all lined up for tonight. She's been pushed so hard that she didn't have anything, so I'm trying to you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go ahead and start. I told you I was going to do a show at some point on words. Well, the reason I was going to do that, because the English language is so ridiculously hard to learn. The rules don't apply. And I've only got a fraction of the things that I wanted to do with this show. But let's go ahead and go through it anyway. There's different kinds of words in here, different some of the rules that don't apply and whatnot, and I wanted to go through these and see what y'all think about this. Now, I know that you'll think of 1,000 other of them if when I get started in here. Okay, Mother Earth, you know what? That's probably exactly right, because there's bare earth out here with the garden and everything. And that may be just exactly what brings them in here. Probably right. All right. Now, and by the way, Liberty Lounge will come on at the Iowa Cat. You know, I have been accused of that. I have been accused of that more than once. And I probably will again. Punctuation and spelling is a big deal for me. But this is different than that. These are words that make no sense. I don't know. Let's just get started on it here. I've got a million of them, and I hate to break into this right now, but I'm going to for lack of Amy being able here to do her show. So, if invaluable means invaluable and priceless, when I was a kid, I used to think that those two words meant things were worthless. If it's invaluable, isn't it worthless? If it's inoperable, it doesn't work. So if it's invaluable, I would think that it's not worth it. Priceless? Okay, if it's priceless, then when I was a kid, priceless was meant to me that it wasn't worth anything. Thief is spelled T-H-E-I-F. Weird, W-E-R-D. But chief is C-H-I-E-F. So what happened to this I before E thing? Except for what? Didn't they used to tell you in school is I before E except after C? So why do we have no C here to me immediately after, and thief and chief are spelled opposite? And where does vain fit in exactly? V-E-I-N. Shouldn't vain be pronounced something like chief, like veen? Or should thief be thaif? I don't know. Colonel, is there a single rule? Is there anything in the English language that tells you how to pronounce colonel, like the rank, not a kernel of corn? So, if there's no R in what, Mother Earth? What are you talking about? I'm not sure what. Yeah. That's a lot of these words. They have no rules. You can't. Oh, okay. I see what you mean, Mother Earth. You're right. There's no way that you can look at the rules and sound this out. You know, you can look in a Spanish dictionary, and you could read the rules, read the pronunciation of how things are supposed to be, and you can read every Spanish word in the Spanish language by following those rules. Not so much with English. Comb. C-O-M-B. Why is comb C-O-M-B, but bomb is B-O-M-B? Bomb and comb. Well, how come? Come. C-O-M-E. Why is that not comb? With the E on the end of that, shouldn't that be a long O? Come should be pronounced comb. Dome is pronounced dome, and it's spelled the same way. Dome and come are spelled identically, except for the first letter. So why dogs are out there barking right now? I bet there's elk in the yard again. Now, this is not to be funny, and it's just a pet peeve of mine that you can't take somebody from Spain or Russia or wherever and say, okay, here's the rules to the English language. When I get back, you should be able to pronounce this word. And if you give them the rules, they're going to pronounce come, comb. And comb, what would that be? Calm. C-O-M. Why is calm C-A-L-M? When bomb is B-O-M-B. I don't get it. When I used to, you know, when I was a kid, I can distinctly remember this argument with my teacher. We were talking about helicopters, and I was in like, I don't know, maybe fourth grade. Seems like it was Mrs. White in fourth grade. And I said something about the helicopter. Oh, that's what it was. I wrote a little short story, a little army story. And I said that the helicopter hovered over something. Well, if you read the rules, isn't H-O-V-E-R, shouldn't that be hover? It's rover. And Clover, why is it not over? Same reason it's not that Cover and Lover or not, I guess. Yeah, Bright Angel, Need and Need. Why is the K? Well, I guess I can see how they put the K on there to distinguish it from Need or whatever. I don't know. Tower. Tower is not too hard. T-O-W-E-R. Although, what makes that O? Well, I'm confused myself, not a sheep. What makes that O in tower an ow? I'm not sure what the proper thing is. But if you take the same word and use it in a different context, it's tower. If I am the lead vehicle and I'm pulling another one with the chain, I am the tower of that vehicle. And that should be right, because that would be the same as lower. There is no lower. So why is there tower? And work. Work would be okay, except dork is spelled the same way. But work and jerk rhyme, but one's a O and one's a E. Doesn't make any sense either. So, we have show, showed, and shown. But we have blow, blue, and blown. So why did you not... why haven't I, let's see, I shoe it to him. Instead of I showed it to him. But you could say you blowed the candle out, but it's not right. It's supposed to be blue. Just like no, new, and known. Blow, blue, and blown. Why is it show, showed, and shown? And there's all kinds of homonyms and homographs and stuff. There's, I saw need and need up there, and hour and hour. An hour of time starts with an H, an hour clock doesn't. Want and want. Want, W-A-N-T, makes sense. That's the way it ought to be spelled. But there's also want, W-O-N-T, pronounced the same way but spelled different. Why is it not won't? If you put an apostrophe in it, it's won't. Why does the apostrophe change the pronunciation? Rolex, that's funny you should put this Ebonics in here, axed. I hear that's what O.J. Simpson told his kid when he said, that's not what I meant when I said, go ax your mama. But I don't know if that's true or not. And of course, there's two, two, and two. We're going to somewhere. Somebody's going with us, two. That makes two of us are going. So, stud and stud, spelled the same. How do you distinguish the two if you were looking? Now, it's not hard to pronounce using the rules. It's just there's no way to distinguish it. Fish, fishes, and fishy, huh? And if we look at plurals, that is a tough one. Tell me where the sense is in trying to figure out what the plural of these are. If there's more than one mouse, it's mice. If there's more than one louse, it's lice. But if there's more than one house, it's not heis. It's houses. So why is it not mouses or louses? Moose? Why is more than one moose not meese? It's not gooses, it's geese. Makes no sense to me. And some of the Iowa Cat, I really didn't do this with the intention of being funny. It comes out that way. It's just kind of goofy, but if you think about this, it drives me crazy. I know that some of you have heard the saying, you know, this guy got right in the big middle of everything. How do you get in the big middle of something? And where did that come from? Where did that saying come from? What does it mean when you tell somebody to pipe down? I know what it means. Where did they get it? And when they say a horse is rearing up, how is it rearing up when the rear is down? Where do they get that? Where do they get that saying, rearing up? She's a pill. You know, you talk about kids, you know, boy, that kid's a real pill. Why are you a pill? Where do you get the, okay, hot shot, that makes sense. Yep. Where do you get the term she's a pill? I'm not sure where that came from either. There's thousands of sayings like that that I have no earthly idea where they came from. And if we talk about, Deschutes, that's the same with cactus, cacti, cactuses. Doesn't make sense. And I wanted to get a whole bunch more of these. But this is where, as far as I got, I didn't have near as many of these as I would have liked to have had. But words that are misspelled or mispronounced. I only got a couple of these because there are bunches, oodles and gobs of these things that I wanted to add to this list. But one of the ones that's tough, and you see people misspell it and misuse it all the time. You can't really mispronounce it, even though it's spelled differently. It's so close that nobody can tell. And that's effect and effect. You have sound effects, EFFCT, which affect my hearing, AFFECT. Those two are misused all the time. And I see people put in the in Facebook or whatever all the time, and that's supposedly. Guys, there's no such thing as supposedly. It's supposedly. They say, they write this, I see it often on Facebook. I should have gone over there. I should have gone. And it's actually, that's a contraction. You should have gone for should have. I should have gone, not should have gone. That's one to see all the time. So, I just had to get some of these things off my chest here. Further and farther. There's another one. The awful is discarded entrails. Yeah, you guys coming up with bunches of them. They're now innocent and innocuous, either and neither. It's hard to get people to take the time. And then when you point it out, nobody says, "Well, okay, well I didn't know. I'll change that." Most of them say they get mad. That's an excellent one, Mother Earth. Weather, weather, and weather. Whether or not you're going, WHETHER. Whether or not, I don't care. Weather is what happens when you go outside. It's, the weather's either nice or it ain't. It's raining or it's snowing, but the weather changes regularly. Weather. Weather is, what is that, a castrated goat or a young male goat? One or the other, I don't remember. But there's three of them there. Yes, unfortunately, Mother Earth, yes, we do still have goats. Rolex, defense and defense, I think, are the same thing. One of them is from England. If you can say D-E-F-E-N-S-E or D-E-F-E-N-C-E, they mean the same thing, but one is the English version, one is our version. So, yeah, we have slang. Boy, do we ever have slang. Hey, Mom, come here just a minute. All right. There we go. Miss Amy just walked in, and if I have to go and tackle her and bring her in here, I'm going to get her to come say at least say hi to you. So she just now walked in the door, and not sure what, somewhere between now and 11 minutes from now, I'm going to get her in here to say hi. So what do you think, Mom? Can you come say hi? Okay. All right. Well, we'll give her just a second here. She's got stuff in her arms, got to put down. So, Iowa cat. I resemble that remark. Did the best I could. I brought that out of, just pulled that out of a hat there. Snowman's playing the game now. Witch and witch. Saver and saver. There's lots of you guys come along here and played the game nicely with me. Did the best I could to try to put this together here. So we'll get one way or another. We're going to get our Liberty Lounge going here in time. Wait. Hush. Thank you. So what we've got coming up here, I'm going to burn up a little bit of time. Amy is getting all of her stuff put down. She'll be here in a second. We've got a class coming up in Snowflake on the 19th on Saturday. It's all day long. It's one of our CERT classes, our Community Emergency Response Preparedness Training classes. And it has been really popular here for the last few weeks. We've done, this will be our third one that we've done in 2 months. And that's all the classes that we have coming up right now, although we're trying to get one coming up here in Phoenix. So for those of you that are down in the valley, as we call it, from up here on the mountain, then I'm not sure where it's going to be yet. We've got people down there looking for a place to have it. I do this class cheaper than any other one-day class that I've ever done. And I would love to do it for free, but, I just can't. But I do it for $49. My other one-day classes, the cheapest one-day class that I have is $125. The cheapest one that I've ever done was $95 until CERPT came along. And then I decided to do it for $49, try to at least cover my expenses and make a dollar or two so that we could get this information out to everyone. And it's gone over very well, so we're happy with that. Now the time's coming up. Tinker had some problems tonight with his SAM, with his broadcaster, and was not able to get on at the regular time, and that's why we kind of came in here and started early. And ordinarily Amy will be on at 8 o'clock Mountain time. No, it's 8 o'clock Mountain. No, it's 8 o'clock Pacific time. And Liberty Lounge will be on from. Boy, I swear, I go through this every 6 months.
I know.
Don't
even get me into this conversation. Then.
Don't talk unless you put this on. Everybody's sitting there waiting. They're telling me to shut up.
Whatever.
And they're wanting to hear from Amy. So put this on. Say hi. Say hello, folks. Go ahead.
Hi, everyone.
Okay, that's all right. Amy said that.
I am here. Yes, it's been a day. But sorry I didn't make it for my debut on Friday nights, but things happen. And so I wasn't able to make it today.
Amy will be on 7 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Mountain.
Don't get me going on this conversation.
We have had so much fun with this time. I wish the rest of y'all would just get with the program.
And how about just boycott the time change thing, because I really, I still don't get it. And,
you know, that's a good idea. We could do that. That's an interesting thought. I've never thought about that. Just boycott. Just say no.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't do it.
Yeah.
We say, look, everybody that goes to this school is going to be here at 8 o'clock. And when the time changes, we're still going to be here at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. I think
you may think it's 7, but we're going to be here at 8.
I think it's a great idea.
And when the truck drivers deliver stuff, I'll be there at 9 o'clock in the morning. Okay, don't forget the time change. No, you don't understand. There's no time change. I'll be here at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
And if we would all do that, that is a neat concept, Amy. We should, that should be a movement. We need to get everybody on board with that.
Yeah, because it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's stupid.
I don't get it. I don't know what the purpose is in the first place.
Well, it began, Benjamin Franklin decided that would be a great idea.
Benjamin Franklin, okay, this is 2016.
So Benjamin Franklin didn't, Mother Earth says she has an atomic clock that croaked over that. Couldn't keep up. So I think that is an awesome idea, seriously. I seriously do. I think we ought to start a movement. I think we ought to get everybody on your show and everybody on the shooting bench here.
Well, then it would really confuse everyone, because then everyone would never know what time it was happening, anything was happening. Because, see, if we say, okay, no time change, and it's really whatever time, it's really 8 o'clock right now everywhere. It is 8 p.m. right now everywhere. And other people are like, okay, wait a minute, am I supposed to be at, okay, well, my boss wants me at work at 9, so should I be there at 10, or should I be there at 8, or should I be there at 7 or 9? They don't, it's
well,
going to be confusion.
Well, this needs to happen when it's not daylight savings time, when everybody is on their regular time. Now, there has to be time zones. I get that.
Uh-huh.
I'm okay with time zones. But when we are not on daylight savings time, we've got 6 months there to make everybody believe that when the time changes, folks, we're not. Get it?
So the time really won't change then if no one is.
If no one changes it, then it's going to be the same. And they'll have to, what are they going to do, kill us? Well, wait, maybe they might.
Well, there is a little bit of a snag here. No one knows who we are. So they're going to say, who's this Cope character? And
they'll by damn know who we are by the time when the time changes again.
Who does he think he is that he can make everyone not do the time change thing?
Tch, watch this.
I'm thinking it's not going to fly, but you can give it a good effort, a good try.
I think it's a good idea, and it's your idea.
Don't drag me in.
So I'm going to put the Amy Standard Time here, and get this done. Does that sound good? Everybody out there, that's we're not on daylight savings time right now, or are we?
We don't do daylight savings time. So
no, I mean everybody else.
We, what do you?
The whole rest.
Well, it's 8 o'clock right now here. That's all I know.
It's 8 o'clock Mountain Time. I think that we're, yeah, daylight savings time. We're on daylight savings time now. It's in the wintertime. You go on daylight savings time.
Unless you're in Australia or Brazil, because now it's not wintertime for them. It's summertime for them.
Oh.
See, I'm seeing all kinds of confusion already.
Yeah, we don't care about Brazil. And, you know, there's Australia. A Brazilian reasons why we shouldn't worry about that.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
So,
well, what if you have listeners in Brazil and Australia, though?
Well, we don't worry about them.
Mm.
I don't care.
Oh, I see.
Huh. Yeah. So, okay. Well, we managed to get all that solved. So, we've got 6 months right now. We're going to go ahead and change the time back one more time next April, or whenever it is, March or April. When we change next time, we need to be done with it. Don't you think?
I don't know if you're going to have many followers on that, but you can sure
try. Oh, I bet I will.
Well, see, people have jobs that, you know, their boss kind of frowns if you're an hour late or an hour early.
If everybody does it, the boss can frown all he wants to, but if he has to shut his company down because nobody's there on time, then he's going to think about it. Don't you think?
Maybe.
All right. Well, that's what we're going to do.
All right. Well.
So, are you, now that you're here and all settled in, you want to say goodbye?
Good night, everyone. Have a good weekend. Be safe. And I will see you next week.
All right. We got through it. We'll be right back with Liberty Lounge. Stand by.
That's my show for this evening. My goal is to help us remember that there is still good out there. We just need to look for it. Join me next Monday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific for Living Way Out Here.